Hi everyone, welcome to A Mobile Mentor. Jay Shetty once said, anyone can be your mentor. It's just a matter of learning from someone else's story. So with that, this is a podcast about navigating life on the move, whether it's from England to abroad, teenhood into adulthood, or personal and professional transitions, all wrapped up in the modern world of change. So take what you need, find your own way, and be happy doing it. Hello, my sexy people. Hello, angels around the world. Hello, new listeners. Hello, old listeners. Hello, friends. I haven't done this for so long, and I've really missed. So I moved back to England from Canada, and I think from then on, it was just about like reconnecting with all the things I loved, like the activities and the people I loved, and throwing myself in. I think the year before that was highly reflective, and we were all sort of like, I guess, experiencing something new in the pandemic and like locked in our houses and sort of navigating COVID. So before was very much a reflective time where I was able to sort of like sit back, put out a lot more content. But then ever since I moved back in May 2021, I've just thrown myself into the things I've missed out on. And I am sure a lot of us can relate. I think now we're in a bit of a weirder place because we're back at it and back into like the uncertainty period, and COVID has sort of mutated and spread hugely. So we're all still back in that what now. But for the most part, it wasn't about reflecting. But looking forward, I think I'm going to start picking it up again. I really want to start putting out more content more regularly and committing to a schedule that I can keep up. I think before was quite a lot to upkeep, especially in times where, you know, our emotions are drained and like lots of us are navigating other things. So now I've got a bit more of a routine settled and I can do it. So I'm going to change up the format a bit this time. I think what I learned from last few seasons, when I pick a topic and really uncover my thoughts and my experiences on it, and like often bring few people in and their experiences, that was quite, it was really good for my first four seasons. And now for season five, I'm going to start more bites. 20 to 30 minutes, I'm going to pick a few topics that have come up for me each session and talk about, and like unpack them and talk about my experience around those. And they're a bit more like time relevant. So sort of like each week or two, what's coming up for me, what's going on in the world. And yeah, themes of like my life growing up and navigating 30 plus. So yeah, still under the same umbrella of the Mobile Mentor, giving you learnings from my life to hopefully aid yours. And it's topic specific. And then also bring in sort of like learnings and quotes and things I found interesting each week from other internet sources or other people or just great platforms. So there'll be sort of like a knowledge bomb section as well, which is exciting. So I hope you really enjoy it. It's so good to be back, so good to be talking to you, and I really just miss being really transparent, and it also helps me document my sort of growth as well. I think I've missed a chunk out, but I hope you're all doing well. I'm sending you lots of love, healing energy, positivity in these weird times, and just big kiss. So let's kick off this episode. So good to be back chatting to you. Okay, so I'm going to just share what's been coming up for me lately. So after sort of a busy summer, I think I've sort of landed my routine and my feels back in England. It was sort of like a seamless adjustment, because I think for a while I knew I'd missed England in my heart of hearts. And if you kind of want to know more about this whole thing, go back to like living abroad and returning home episode, which is in season four. That will give you a lowdown on everything and all my choices and like the decisions I made. But like coming back was such a good move, and yeah, I feel really full up and aligned and full of light and just feel full of possibility at the moment. So that feels really good. I didn't feel that so much before. But saying that, yeah, this year has been, excuse me, a year of being 30. I also talk about being 30 on another episode, so I won't go too much into that, but just to recap, like, I have loved being 30, and I'm so into it. Just like, just knowing myself so through and through, and like accepting myself and not judging myself, and just feeling really like I know my power, I know my areas that I'm not so strong in, and I'm trying less to shapeshift to fit what other people want, and just kind of really taking up my space and shape being me. And it feels so light, like being in this space. From my 20s, I was constantly just feeling absolutely bedraggled by life and like chasing and like treadmilling and like just directionless and just trying all the things and just not knowing who I am, and also trying to find answers for things. And sometimes, like, I've just learned this year, sometimes if you don't try and find your answers, you find them. So I think definitely being 30 just feels a lot more like restful internally. And I'm really proud of myself all of a sudden, like all the shit that like you go through and like the experiences that you feel, just like they just sort of amalgamate. They've amalgamated for me anyway at 30. So I definitely feel just like in my prime, even though technically I probably am not, and just come what may, really. So that's what would be my recap of 30, just saying to anyone who's about to hit that and has apprehension or just like the fear around it, just don't, it's great. And yeah, trying not to put too much pressure on yourself to know everything, because it will come often in the silent moments and in the experiences and your present day things. You just kind of unearth what you like and what you want and what's drawing you in, rather than trying to solve it and put your mind to it. So a bit of advice there, because I'm hitting 31 real soon. It's January and yeah, it's coming up. It's kind of, literally this year has shat itself away, so I couldn't tell you what the main sort of like thing was this year. I think used to have birthdays and it was like, oh, that year was all about that and that year was all about this, but this year's just been like amalgamation of everything and chaos and change and COVID and like different routines and different countries. So I've lapped it all up, but it's just been hectic and time is just gone. When you get older, I totally understand, when you're just like, oh, I get it now, when adults are like, time goes, because it's literally like you breathe and then a week's passed. But yeah, so that's my first sort of like update for you guys. Just love 30. And another thing kind of attached to that, and after being back for like 7-8 months from Canada, translating my life from BC to London, which are two very different experiences and cities, if any of you guys have visited, you'll know. I have definitely that feeling now of like wanting to visit back. I think for most of the summer I was very much like, I'm concerned and preoccupied with being here and building a life here, and I have, and I've loved every minute of it. But now I've had sort of settled and I know, and there's less change to kind of move through, I have space to reflect a bit more on like that year. And I think Christmas time brought a lot of time to think about it last year, because I was over there in different circumstances, and I think I'm a bit more like, oh, I'd like to experience it again. So without putting pressure on myself, I've naturally sort of come back to having space on my heart for British Columbia and like Canada and wanting to kind of go back and feel it. So that's coming up for me. And I think this year will bring some new learnings, and I'm definitely wanting to go back, you know, safety and travel permitting, rules permitting, just to touch base and give myself a lot sort of like MOT, like, how does it feel to be back? Now I've got this life and this is my norm, rather than the other sort of position I was in, where Canada life was my norm and then coming to England was like my sort of break and my touch base. I just know in my heart of hearts when I'm in a place what that feeling is, so I trust that rather than trying to like have a premonition of like what it would be. So 7 months has shown me that there is space for Canada in my life again, and yeah, with my residency, who knows what could happen. I'm just meandering, like I said, like rolling with everything that comes up in this life at the moment. That just sort of gives me so much more freedom into being happy. So what else has been going on? Okay, so new year, new me and all that, like I kind of don't subscribe to that thinking at all anymore, and that was really sort of damaging for me over the years. I don't really want to do the whole new year's resolution things and that like rigidity and strictness that comes with it, and like the pressure that comes around with like transformation on the new year kind of calendar. I sort of like slowly loosen my grip on that sort of philosophy and that thinking over the years, when I just felt like everything, it doesn't serve me. I'm very much a free-flowing person, and laissez-faire works for me. It might not work for other people. People like structure, people like goals, people like hard plans, people like measuring success, and I'm just like not that type of person. If I love something and something is drawing me in, naturally I'll do well in it and I'll want to do it more, and so I just follow that. So instead of thinking about New Year, New Me, the whole resolution thing this year, I sort of want to build on what like I thought about last year with the New Year's resolutions kind of podcast episode, where I kind of reframe what I want the year to be. And that's sort of like pick three words that are important to me, or three sort of themes. And actually this time I found this in one of those, and my words came to me, not by like naturally sitting down and thinking about it and writing it down, but you know, one of those grid posts with loads of like words on, where you kind of try and find words within like lots of letters on a tile. Well, this came up on my social media, and like when I looked at it, the three words that came up for me were money, happy and love. So I'm going to just use this 2022 as like that. They are the kind of foundations for my year. And so whatever those themes mean to me, I will sort of work towards it. And so I'm feeling really good career-wise, and I think that will sort of bring, you know, lucrative endeavours, I imagine, if that's the money part, and just going after what draws me in. Yeah, who knows what love will bring, but I'm meandering that. Just free-flowing and spending time with people that really lift me up, and then not if they don't, and happy. I don't know if this is a theme. I think naturally people are happy if they are doing what they love in the company they love, in the places that they love. And I think if one of those is off kilter or a few of them, then we tend not to be happy. So I think that will just come as a result. I don't think it's a theme. So I think that one's a bit of a dud one, but hey, it came up in my grid thing. I found it. I'm using the word. It's in my diary, metaphorical diary. So yeah, I think it might be a healthy way if you're one of those people who don't like the whole reset thing. It's quite like, can be quite toxic culture. Then maybe just try and put some keywords down on a page and let whatever comes to you wrap around those words, because it'll be very different to each of us. And so the last thing I want to sort of cover and chat through is Dry January. And again, this is a whole like fad, and it's like a thing we kind of all subscribe to like sheep, but I do think it's a good thing. I can't knock something if it benefits health, especially if it's like, I think I've been in a very drink heavy, party heavy year. So I think doing dry January and declaring it here will hold me accountable. I haven't done one of these in a while, but I have done period without alcohol. And actually, more recently, I have done a period without alcohol, and that was kind of not by choice. So last year in December, I had a couple of weeks where I was severely ill, and I had to go to hospital for a couple of days, and I was on a drip and everything. And I had like some surgery. It wasn't COVID, but it was pretty intense. And yeah, I was lucky enough to sort of like have some time to heal. And with that, and taking lots of medication over a 2 week plus period, I naturally didn't drink and didn't want to and couldn't. So it flushed my body out. I'm not gonna lie. I had like 17, 18 days without a drop. And I just felt like I was sleeping a lot better. I felt my skin cleared up. My grey bag under my eyes from just like hitting the juice too hard over summer had sort of like got colour back to them. So that's great. And my skin got really super soft and my face skin cleared up. And just generally a bit more level in mood, a bit less up and down. And I'm like, the massive culprit for very up and down swings. Less so now, I've sort of mellowed in my old age, but I still am, susceptible to them. But yeah, without alcohol, it's definitely mellowed me out. And I really like how I feel in myself. Yeah, and like obviously wasted Sundays and Saturdays are just, yeah, they came back. So I could do stuff on those days and I felt ready to. So knowing that that experience pre-Christmas was fruitful, I think I'm going to take that into Dry Jan. And even though it's my birthday month, I think we all know January is pretty dull, especially if you're a UK resident. Everyone's a bit poor and moods are a damp. And this year, because there's so much uncertainty and so much chaos and pain, I think it's just like, it's probably in, my privileged state, it's probably the best time to just not have alcohol in my life. I might give myself a little tipple on my birthday, but I'm still not like, don't have the appetite for it. So overall, just being dry down, I think that's my focus to kickstart whatever this 2022 business is all about. So I'm also going to do the knowledge bomb section now, and it's a new format. So hi, ciao. This one's going to be a bit sort of less factual and a bit more experience based, but it's still a nugget you can take away, which I kind of want to leave every episode with. I used to really focus on this idea of purpose for the longest time, like what's my purpose? And it always used to kind of direct me to thinking about my career, like what am I doing on earth to like help people, or like what would really light me up, and what's like, what am I going to love? I think that's a bit of a myth, and I think now a few sources and conversations are bubbling up around the fact that that just seems a bit like unrealistic. And I think we're fed this idea of like doing something you love. If you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life, and like you'll just unearth your purpose one day and have this aha moment. And for a lot of us, we don't have that. And for the longest time, I struggled with it and tried to like strive for it. And it's just like, this is exhausting and making me feel sad in the process and making me chop and change things. And what I've realized this year, especially when I was sort of ill last year, is that I think it just came to me and I was in the hospital bed. I was like, maybe my purpose is just to be really comfortable in my own skin, and just do things that make me happy. And now that I know what they are after like a decade of trying to try things and move around the world, I'm like, I'm pretty secure in who I am now. There's like a sense of knowing. And that's what came to me instead of striving for like the perfect career, which I don't think exists actually, especially for me, someone who's very like interchangeable and always wants more and like wants to try new things. I don't think there's like a way to satiate that and quench that thirst. So what I've realized is like actually my meandering experience, like a dominant one, has always been sort of like to really accept myself, because I've always been one to sort of have a lower self-esteem or try and find my value and not really find it, and unpack sort of things from my childhood. And I actually just become more in myself than ever, and more accepting and more loving of myself. And I know that sounds really cliche and like self-love vibes, but I can't find a better way to explain it. But I just feel a lot more happier in my own skin and accepting of it, rather than being like, there's this about me that I don't really like, or I've got this job and it's not everything. And I sort of accept that like a job and a career isn't everything now, and there's so many more components of my life that are really important, and that you can have the things you need in different capacities, and like that will be my lot, and there isn't going to be like this perfect solution at the end of a purpose sort of like journey. So I just kind of landed on, yeah, I quite like just my purpose is to finally just be at ease with who I am and continue being that way by doing the things I really enjoy in life. And I think the whole kind of career purpose thing, I used to look for it in sort of like hard values. So like, oh, it has to be, I have to be doing these really big creative grandeur campaigns, and like they have to be thumb stopping and show stopping and win awards, and I have to be working 12 hours a day to get there, or like more on weekends and be committed to it. But when I like tried that on, it didn't really fit and feel good for me as an individual. I'm someone who really likes balance, and I'm someone who needs it to keep high. And I'm someone who also really likes space to do my own thing outside of my career and spend time with people I love. And I like have a social fun party time. And if I'm wedded to the job, or if it's high stress, then I won't fill up my cup in other ways. So I realized, instead of like on hard, like looking on paper what I want for my job and like following all these glamorous like career routes, I've realized actually what I need is like how it feels to be at work. And that is a better sort of like way to find my sense of purpose. And that's like a bit more freedom and autonomy, a relaxed work culture where you're an adult and talking to adults who understand you've got a life, and you work hard when you need to, and you can like have some rest when you need to, and rest isn't like, you're not chastised if you're having rest times. And yeah, and then always space to grow in your own way. There isn't like a select route where you're like, you just go up a ladder with rankings, and someone else tells you what your value is. Like, I've moved away from sort of looking at work like that and finding a place of work where I feel a bit more at ease. So yeah, just thought I'd share that nugget on purpose, and hope that brings some light to your life. And the second knowledge bomb I wanted to share with you, and this is again more of like a personal learning. So I saw a post by the Instagram account We're Not Really Strangers, and it's a game that you play. It's a card game, We're Not Really Strangers. And I love this game because it's all about connecting with someone new, and using these sort of unearthing questions to like bring up some stuff to help you connect with someone. And they've got a New Year's edition, so this was posted like sometime in December, December 22nd, I believe. And one of the cards that's shown in the actual Instagram post is what was the best compliment you've received this year? And there's like a card under it that's got space for a response, and the response says, "I feel comfortable around you." And this really resonated with me because I think if I've learned anything from this past year or two, like personally, like growing as well as like globally, and what matters, it's just feeling really authentic in someone's company is really important. I think before the pandemic hit and in my younger 20s, I just used to sort of like chase relationships that seemed more glamorous, or like on paper felt right, or just like I'd have to upkeep them because I just thought you'd have to keep people in your life. And now, the more time has passed, I'm like, I actually just prefer either spending time in my own company where I feel really comfortable alone, or just around people that make me feel like I can just be myself and I don't have to put on a bit of a bravado. It just makes me like, it takes my energy, like it reduces my energy consumption by like millions. And just so being comfortable around someone for me is just like a sign of a really good relationship. So that like card question, that moment, that post just really resonated with me. Check them out. We're Not Really Strangers on Instagram if you don't know them already. I'm sure they're like well known by millions, but for those of you who perhaps are more under a rock, I would also love to hear sort of your thoughts on what 2022 might bring for you. What the last 2 years of just chaos globally have amalgamated in, and what you're putting forward for this year. How you've rethought some of the things we used to kind of do. What's kind of now an older phenomenon, and what the new ways of thinking and new ways of doing things are. Yeah, hit me up. I think we should have a conversation. I kind of use these little new podcasts as more like dialogues and updates and things, as opposed to just like reeling out info on a topic. So this is just sort of an update one. Happy January, everyone. Please look after yourself and your loved ones. And I'll check back in for the next episode. Hit me up on my Instagram. I'm at @a_blanks. That's BLANX, and we can have a chat. I'm always open to a DM and a new listener or a new conversation. And who knows, you might inspire me to feed you into the next one. So, big kiss! right, all. Thank you so much for listening to the Mobile Mentor Podcast. If you did really enjoy yourself, please hit the subscribe button. We are available on all podcast platforms. And if you want some more nuggets of wisdom, follow us on Instagram. We're at The Mobile Mentor, all one word. If you want to send us an email with your thoughts and ideas or suggestions, we're at mobilementorpodcast@gmail.com. Cheers!